Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlie
and Olivia
with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, police are investigating the cause of death of a patient that died at Princess Alexandra Hospital in May. The 39-year-old man died following an altercation with another patient in the hospital's psychiatric ward on May 4th. The matter is currently under investigation by the state coroner, determining whether his death was caused by the assault or an underlying health issue.
CEO of the Brisbane Lions, Greg Swan, will depart next month after 11 years at the club to take an executive role within the AFL. Swan expressed mixed emotions about leaving, but said he was proud of the club's transformation during his tenure.
In national news, former Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and National Senator Bridget McKenzie have criticised senior Victorian Liberals Alan Stockdale and Richard Alston as out of touch after they suggested women are now sufficiently assertive and questioned the need to protect men's involvement in politics. Palaszczuk called the remarks inappropriate in this day and age. McKenzie backed her comments, saying, "I hope women are assertive as they represent their communities, they fight for the future of their countries, and I think Anastasia and I will be on a unity ticket on this."
A data handling error at Forensic Science Queensland has compromised close to 70 DNA samples. The samples were spread across 37 paternity and kinship cases, some linked to serious crimes and coronial inquiries. The error stemmed from a flawed formula used to estimate DNA match likelihood.
In international news, US rapper Young Thug has started an unusual album promotion in the midst of his comeback release titled UI Scooty. He has started sending people live tarantulas. The live arachnid arrives in an octagonal sphere with questions for feeding and care. The concept stems from his nickname King Spider, given to him after his feature on Metro Boomin's album Heroes and Villains.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 17 degrees, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.